Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll get back to that in a few moments. We welcome in now Saints defensive back and special teams stud Justin Hardy. Justin, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. Hey, listen, correct me if I'm wrong here. You opened a Papa John's here during this pandemic, right? In New Orleans.
Yes, I did.
How'd that go?
It was a tough task, no lie. It was all this going on. Definitely didn't expect all of this. Like, it was all new. Something that I've been dealing with for the past year and a half and everything. It was definitely very refreshing to get the process going. It was so many people helped me out throughout this process. I definitely, thank them all from the city, from my guys in the front office, Greg and Mike, and then from the city, another Mike. It was, like I said, it was definitely something that I appreciate, just the process. It taught me so much on patience, helped me grow as a man, and just as an entrepreneur.
And, Justin, when you look at it from Cleveland, Ohio, and I want to talk to you about your high school experience and your career and where it's come about. You go to University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini, and you play right there. But isn't it almost like giving back to the community that where you're at right now and that how appreciative you are of New Orleans and with the Saints?
Yeah, definitely very appreciative of the Saints organization. I try to thank them as much as I can for just, blessing me with the opportunity, to just be a part of one of the most prestigious organizations that I believe in all of football, definitely a high-class organization. And just, being from the inner city of Cleveland, just making it, out of this area, which a lot of people don't, and then just trying to take advantage of every opportunity given and also just creating opportunities of my own, it's definitely humbling. And I appreciate everything and just everyone helping me out. I couldn't have done it alone. But I thank God for that.
And, Justin, I look at, because we're talking about high school sports, whether or not they're going to have a season or not, and you look at your opportunity going way back. I mean, you look at the NFL alumni associated with this, Ted Ginn Jr., and then I'm looking at Marshawn Lattimore. You're a player that came out of that system. Just talk a little bit about that, being at the right place, right time, and take advantage of the opportunity that you want to a receiver, then you did whatever it takes to get on the field as a player. But just talk about that high school experience, because a number of kids are dealing with that across the country, and especially right here in Louisiana.
Yeah, first I just want to say that I pray that those high schoolers be able to get a chance to play. It's definitely nothing like Friday Night Lights, being able to play high school with your boys that you grew up with, guys that you've been working with, for 4 years. And our high school experience is crazy because we had so much tradition at our high school. A guy like Ted Ginn Jr., who graduated from high school in 2004. Lay was one of those guys who laid the groundwork to start a prestigious program that we came from. And then it's crazy to see like how a guy like Marshawn flourished to be who he was, you know, because everybody know him as, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, the great DB. But I remember, you know what I'm saying, when he was just a young cat at Glenville High School with me when I was a senior and he was a sophomore, you know, and I could definitely see his talent then. But we, you know what I'm saying, we were stacked. He didn't even, you know, play as much varsity as he could have. But, you know, but it was a lot of guys. So just that high school experience definitely is second to none. And I definitely, like I said, appreciate the process. Glenville track is what definitely made me, gave me my speed and everything. And high school set me up for life, I believe, because it taught me so much discipline. Taught me so much discipline, and it showed me how to work hard, you know, and just try to get it by any means. That's why a guy like Coach Ginn I respect so much, just because he was honest, man. He was honest. He always wanted us to be something and to make something of ourselves. So just, you know, to be able to start this and then, you know, be able to keep going in the league, definitely plan on keep going. It's truly a blessing.
Now, you know, Justin, when you look at the NFL and how competitive it is, you want to win in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. And here you're going into your fourth season, and you have skins in the wall, and the NFL, they recognize a player like you. But when you look at the transition, you look at a guy like Chris Banjo, all of a sudden he contributes at a high level with the Saints, and now he's with the Cardinals. And then you bring in a guy like JT Gray. Just talk about those top one, two, or three guys, what it takes to make a special teams unit truly special. Because to stay on that level, you have to obviously stand out on film. And that's one thing that I've noticed about you. But it's amazing. Chris Banjo, he was outstanding with the Saints. Now he has a different opportunity with the Cardinals. But then look what JT Gray was able to do, taking advantage of his situation.
I just feel like special teams, you know, it's like a want-to type of thing. A lot of guys don't want to play because some guys, you know, in their head, they like, man, I'm going to play offense or defense. Because that's everyone's dream, to just be getting about 40 to 50 plays a game, playing in their position. Unfortunately, fortunately, I'm definitely fortunate enough to be in that position just to be able to play special teams. And then from going from defensive back, from wide receiver to defensive back, I was just grateful. You know, all I was just an opportunity. And, you know, special teams is something that you have to like a want. You know, you definitely got to have a different type of attitude, you know, because sometimes you never know what's coming. And like I said, just me and how I attack special teams personally. You know, I just play like my life depends on it, like my son's life depends on it. Something that, like I said, I take very seriously. And like you said, mentioning a guy like Chris Banjo and a guy like JT Gray, you know, it's definitely not easy at all, because those opportunities are very short. You got a short window of things. So just to be spotted on and be one of the key guys that teams look out for, you know, it's definitely respect, you know, but you want to make those plays and stuff. So special teams is something that, you know, that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, because I plan on working, and becoming a great DB, something I've been, you know, working a lot with Marshawn Lattimore this offseason on.
Saints defensive back Justin Hardy here on the Community Coffee Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Justin, a lot of people forget that you came into this league as a wide receiver. How would you measure your gains as a defensive back now, going into what this is year four for you?
Year four. Yeah, total different person. You know, total different player. Just way more comfortable, way more confident. You know, and that comes definitely with time and experience, but it also, you know, just comes with just having confidence, putting in the work, especially this off season with the corona and everything going on, which made me which gave me more time to just focus on the little things that I know that I had to focus on even more. And just having, you know, those guys on me giving me hard criticism. One of my brothers, he coached at one of my best friends slash brothers. He's a defensive back grad assistant at Penn State. So he was with me this whole quarantine during offseason. Also Marshawn Lattimore, which I believe is the best in the game. And those guys are pretty much like perfectionists. And those guys, like I said, helped me so much. I really can't wait to display my talent and the work that I've put in. I truly believe that I'll be able to help our defense this year whenever they need me. And then just getting better by that. And I plan on being one of those starter in this league one day at corner. And I'm not one of those guys who doesn't know their role. I definitely know my role, definitely going to do the best I can to play my role and to help my team win. And I'm a team player type of guy. Whatever the team needs, I'm willing to do.
Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back, and if you've ever listened to him before, he does not lack any confidence whatsoever, and I think that's a good thing. Justin, right now, do you feel safe returning to the field and to training camp in a couple of weeks?
You know, honestly, it's in between. You know, I'm sure that the NFL and especially our organization, the Saints organization, won't just put us in any situation. Whenever we go out there, they'll definitely take all the precautionaries, you know. So I definitely trust the organization that I'm with, you know, top class guys, Coach Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, and those guys. I'm sure that they'll put us in the best position, you know, to be safe, to be able to win, to be able to work, you know. And they'll make sure that we're good. You know, I definitely – trust in them, trust in their plan. So I believe that, you know, whenever we do return, whenever that is, whether that's in a few weeks or even a little time after that, I trust in their plan and everything that they have ready for us.
Now, Justin, how important it is that when you get the opportunity, you take advantage. And what I mean by that, like, for instance, you might be an ace on special teams, and all of a sudden you're having to play on defense. And if I can recall, you come up with a big-time interception against Atlanta, given the opportunity. Then you look at a guy like P.J. Williams. All of a sudden, you know, with Aaron Glenn saying, okay, you're going to play a little more safety because of injury, whatever, responsibility, and the more you could do. When you're talking about not just being a special teams guy, but contributing on defense, how important it is that you're able to come up with plays considering you're given that opportunity on a regular defense?
You have to work, you know. You have to be ready so you don't have to get ready. Always have to be prepared. Have to prepare like you're a starter each game, because you honestly never know what's going to happen. Injuries happen every week, every day, playing the sport that we play. So just preparing, you know, that week, doing the same studying as the starter, and just, you know, like I said, working, you know, working just like you're going to play. And that's something that I do, and it's crazy. And you mentioned it was actually against the Washington Redskins. Yep. That I was able to play, and it was crazy because my brother Marshawn was one of the ones that went down. You know, and I truly believe it was a blessing in disguise on everything. But I was, like I said, I honestly didn't think that I was going to play that day. But I had different plans, and I'm glad that I was able to step up and help my team out, and, you know, not let my team down. I'm real big on that. Not to let my team down. Cause I know how close our team is, and just, our coaches, man, Coach Aaron Glenn, I feel like he always prepares us all. I feel like Coach Aaron Glenn is one of the best in the game. He was also one of the best to actually play the game. But as a teacher, coming from switching positions, man, that guy is fantastic on just teaching guys from step one. I remember my first day coming to defensive back, and me just backpedaling and me doing the wrong, and him coaching me up. And he's been that way, man. And he's that way with everyone. That's why I love him so much.
Justin, how weird would it be to not have fans in the stands while you guys are out there on Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night?
Definitely weird, especially how the Superdome is and everything. I believe it'll be different, sure, man. Something that I really can't picture. I really can't picture it, really. I guess it just take you back to some of them high school games where, you know, that weren't as big and you playing against a team that's not so good and there's not that many fans. I guess it's probably going to take a lot of us back to those days. But ball is ball. You know, if that's something that we have to do, then that's just what we have to do. And guys, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready for it. But it'll definitely be different, like I said, because the Superdome is second to none. And, it's, you know, I feel kind of spoiled, you know, that my first 4 years, well, going on 4 years in the league is in New Orleans because, you know, the fan base and everything is truly, truly like no other.
Justin, you got kids. Give me something that the funniest thing maybe your kid or kids have done during the pandemic that really busted you up, made you laugh pretty good.
Yeah. My son, it's funny. He's aggressive. My son is a little aggressive, and it's funny. He don't know it
doesn't fall far from the tree. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh?
Yeah. My son is pretty aggressive, you know. And it was just one time we were just sitting there. He just smacked me in the face, and I'm like, "Man, I'm your dad," but it's like he don't know yet. So I something that I just cracked me up, you know, just because, you know, it's a baby, and that's just one of the memories that I know that I'll remember. Getting a smack in the face from my baby boy, man. And maybe I did do something wrong, something that he had to check me on.
You know what, Justin? He's getting ready to do a bump and run, hand-to-hand combat. So he's ready to
I can't wait to teach him. I learned so much within these last 3 to 4 years. I can't wait to teach him everything I know.
Justin, before I let you run, give me your favorite, I guess, docuseries, Netflix something or another, movie, TV show that you've discovered during the pandemic.
One of the best. One of my favorite TV shows is Martin. I love Martin because I'm one of them guys who love to stay up, who loves to laugh, and I feel like Martin is definitely top tier. Funny, man, and I just love to smile and be happy, man. And I feel like Martin can always get that up out of me.
Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back and special teams ace. Hey, Justin, hope to see you soon, and stay safe and keep your health. All right.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to thank you all, you know, for just having me on the show. It's truly a blessing. God bless you all. Thank you all. Hooter Nation, go Saints.
Justin Hardy.
Hooter Nation, I like that.
I don't know how you don't root for that guy. I mean, that's a definition of perseverance, adversity, long shot, all against the odds, and he found a way to stick on an NFL roster, and now he's an integral part of this Saints special team.
Well, I can tell you right now, Justin Hardy is such a football player.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.